intro music. Hello, everybody. How are y'all doing tonight? And welcome to Paranormal Minds. You know us, you love us. It's me, your boy, Tommy. I'm here with Shane and Josh. And today we're going to talk about some crazy stuff like we always do. And probably get off track halfway through it because that's just how we roll. So
halfway is pretty generous, I'm just gonna say.
Okay. All right. An eighth of the way. How about that? That better? So what was one of y'all's favorite movie while growing up? Like horror movie, I would say.
Favorite horror movie growing up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have a favorite growing up. When Dead Silence came out, I thought that was a pretty good movie. Probably one of the favorites, yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. I like that one.
Yeah, right.
Shane?
I think as a kid, I was fond of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. I know that's more of a gore, but I think it's still in the horror category.
Yeah. The Ring was good when I was a kid. Not so much now.
Well, when I was a kid, I saw a movie that brought about, I believe, I would call this person my spirit animal, you know, and you guys might know him by the great name. His name, the actor's name is Michael Gross, or Gross, however you want to pronounce it, and he played the one and only Burt Gummer. Okay. So, if people want to know where I get
from
my
Tremors?
Huh?
From Tremors?
Heck yeah, from Tremors. That was an awesome movie. Come on. And then later on, it got real campy, so it got real fun.
I never saw Tremors as a horror movie.
Right.
Technically,
like,
it is.
I debated if Texas Chainsaw was a horror, and you come out with Tremors? Like, okay.
Technically, it is described as a horror movie. So
yeah, it is. It's just
so yeah, that's why I went with it. Plus, I wanted to segue into this, but also I wanted to bring up Burt Gummer because let's be honest, you know, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
But anyways, this cryptid that we are talking about is one of the inspirations for the movie Tremors. So picture this. It's middle night, day, doesn't matter. You're in the middle of the Gobi Desert. And off in the distance, you see, like, sand waving and moving. You're like, what in the world is that? Is it a mirage? Am I crazy? Aliens? Bigfoot digging tunnels again? We don't know. You go up to inspect it. And as you do, you are either spat at with vicious poison or you're electrocuted. And then the worm comes out of the ground, grabs you, brings you underground, and shakes you violently as it consumes you. And that is what we call the Mongolian death worm.
I've seen that in Beetlejuice.
Yes. The Mongolian death worm, like I said, it's a large worm. It's said to live in the Gobi Desert. Investigations into this legendary creature have been pursued by amateur cryptozoologists and credited academics alike. But no one has ever really found any evidence to support its existence. It gets its name as the blood worm or the intestinal worm due to its red blood-like color and size. And it has been described by many to be 2 to 7 feet long. It has the ability to spit out, as I said, corrosive yellow saliva and to generate blasts of electricity. However, this latter power is thought to be folkloric by the nomads of the Gobi. Western culture has come to call these monsters the Mongolian death worm. Now, the nomads of the Gobi, or the Gobi Desert, not Magobi, believe the giant worm covers its prey with the acidic substance and turns everything a corroded yellow color. And the legend says that the creature begins its attack by raising its body halfway out of the sand, and it starts to inflate until it explodes, releasing the lethal poison all over the unfortunate victim. Poison is so venomous that the prey dies instantly. Livestock and humans are supposed to be its main prey. Tales of the creature first came to the Western attention as a result of Roy Chapman Andrews. In 1926, he wrote a book that was entitled On the Trail of the Ancient Man. The American paleontologist described secondhand tales of the monster that he heard at a gathering of Mongolian officials. Now, none of those present had ever seen the creature, but they all firmly believed in its existence. Andrew cites Mongolian Prime Minister Damdabzar, I butchered that, who in 1922 described the worm as, "It is shaped like a sausage about 2 foot long, has no head or legs, and it is so poisonous that merely to touch it means instant death. It lives in the most desolate parts of the Gobi Desert." Now, in 1932, Andrews published this information again in the book, The New Conquest of Central Asia, adding, "It is reported to live in the most arid, sandy regions of the Western Gobi." Andrews, however, did not believe in the creature's existence. So, now, the worm is said to inhabit the Western or Southern Gobi. In 1987, a book written by Ivan Merkel cites a Mongolian legend which described the creature as traveling underground, creating waves of sand on the surface which allowed it to be detected. It is said it can kill at a distance either by spraying a venom at its prey or by means of electric discharge. It primarily lives and burrows underground, only rarely coming to the surface. In 1990 and in 1992, Ivan Merkel led small groups of companions to the Gobi Desert to search for the worm, inspired by Frank Herbert's novel, Dune, in which giant fictional sandworms could be brought to the surface by rhythmic thumping. Merkel constructed a motor-driven thumper and even used small explosions to try to find it. And then in 2005, zoological journalist Richard Freeman of the Center for Fontine Zoology mounted an expedition to hunt for the death worm, but came up empty-handed. Freeman's conclusion was that the tale of the worm's power had to be exaggerated, and the reported sightings likely involved an unknown species of worm lizard. A New Zealand television entertainment reporter, David Ferrer of TV3 News, took part in an expedition in August 2009, but came up empty-handed as well. He conducted interviews with locals claiming to have seen the worm and mentioned on his website that the sightings peaked in the 1950s. It's also reported from the nomad tribes that sightings of this worm go back over 1,000 years. And as I mentioned, it was also one of the ideas for Tremors. So, what are your guys' thoughts on the Mongolian death worm?
You said their primary food source was livestock?
And humans.
In the desert?
Well, I mean, you know.
Something about that just don't sound right.
Hey, I guess if you're moving a herd across the desert, you know, I guess it tends to happen. I mean, we have desert in America and, you know, people, I guess, move cattle through that. So.
True.
Okay. I'm pulling up the Gobi Desert on a map, though. Like, what? Why would you pass through it?
Look, I don't live over there. I don't know. I gotta see. Maybe. This. Look, there's some green right there. You might want to pass through that. Look, there's some rivers.
I mean, I guess if you're herding something from China to Mongolia.
See?
That's a long way. We got, like, trains and shit.
Well, I mean, if you know, you got to think, though, nomadic tribes that still are around, you know, they like to do things the old way. So, you know, maybe they're kind of like, they're Asia's Amish. Think about it. Look.
I can't even respond to that.
What?
What? Shit, that's funny.
What?
I can't comment on it. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how right or wrong that is. That's pretty wild to think about, though.
I mean, look, I'm going to Google it, you know.
You're going to Google
Asia's Amish.
Well, no. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to figure out the nomadic tribes of the Gobi Desert.
I swear, if you were to Google that and it popped that up, I'd be like, podcast over.
Oh, man. I'm going to Google that next, though.
I don't know. Some just, that's like saying the Jamaican Jewish. I don't know. Like, something just doesn't.
Well, all I'm getting at is, like, not like they're, like, building barns and stuff, but what I'm getting at is they don't use modern technology.
Money and smoke weed. And just being, just to be honest, I don't know if Jamaicans are bad with money.
This has turned into a weird, weird episode already. We're borderlining a lot of stuff here.
You started it. Oh, man. Yeah, that is. It's so weird to look at, like, how populated, like, China is right there. And then, like, Gobi Desert. There's just, like, zero anything.
I just want y'all to know, when you go to Google Asian Amish, third thing that pops up is, are there Amish in Asia?
That's fair. I doubt they're called Amish. Anyways, Mongolian death worms, anyone?
See, we're already off topic, guys.
No, that's why
really
I was making
an eighth of the way.
That's why I made the Jewish comparison. I'm like, to me, that's like religious based, you know.
Well, you know, the only thing
I know
is
what
like,
you're
you
saying,
know.
Like, yeah, more build from the land, you know, still sticking to the old ways. Right.
Yeah,
I got
yeah,
you.
That's
now.
That's what I was getting at. So not like they were, you know, building churches, and I don't know what else Amish people do besides do that and make butter. So.
All right. Regardless, I don't think people are hurting across this desert. Because if they were living that way, wouldn't they stay kind of local to an area?
Well, I mean, technically, nomadic doesn't mean they're constantly moving. They probably move with the weather. You know, like they would have one part of the desert might have a dry season and have to traverse through another section, which is a lot of sand and stuff, to get to another oasis. So.
There does really just seem to be small water spots scattered throughout this desert. So maybe.
I mean.
All right. Well, to not get stuck on the map. Because I'm like, that's already making me not buy it.
Well, I mean, in the same sense, you know, it's like here are the Native Americans in the plains, the nomadic tribes then, they, you know, they would follow the horde of buffalo and stuff like that. So you follow, you know, what brings you life or what gives you life, essentially. So, mm-hmm. And... Mm-hmm.
Did you find any, like, true accounts of the story? Like, I see there's, like, theories, and you know, you mentioned a couple of books, but I can't find any actual, you know, what's the word, recanting of an experience.
Yeah, I mean, everything is pretty much second hand, third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand, you know. You go from, I had a cousin who had a friend who had a brother who had, you know, seen it, to, you know, it plagued tribes, you know, when they would travel and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Hundreds to thousands of years ago, you know.
Right.
So.
Now, yeah. And I guess in fairness, if they're still herding animals across the desert, they're probably not on an internet blog. So.
Yeah, probably not. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe one did leave, you know. They had their rump springer, and, you know.
You got to drop the Amish stuff, man. Just drop it.
All right, I'll quit. I find it funny. And if I offended people, they're probably not listening to me anyways because they don't have radios. But.
What the fuck?
We're not even on the radio. We're on the internet. So
that's true.
Shows them how stupid I am. Right. Anyways.
We should buy like an AM frequency and just play our podcast on it.
I'd be okay with that.
I don't know. Aren't they getting rid of AM?
Oh, are they?
I think I heard they
No,
were.
Man. AM will live on forever. They try to phase it out where on vehicles where they actually I think they're actually trying to phase out FM radio too, but
yeah,
I don't know if they will. But I see here where they seem to have mistaken or they think that these things can be mistaken for a kind of snake. This what do they call it? Tartar sand boa.
Yeah.
And it looks a lot like, kind of described in a way that I could see, you know, 30 inches long, and its head almost blends in with its body, so it would look like a worm. Mm. I don't know if they bury themselves in the sand, but well, they could, maybe.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there are some snakes that actually do that. So
they bury themselves, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, who knows, you know, maybe it does bury itself, and then... Is it like slithering away or whatever? People are like, oh, it's a, you know, whatever that long name is that I can't speak. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they run away and they're like, ah, we had a friend with us who died, you know. So.
Yep.
But I mean, it makes sense too with the poison. Like, I don't know how poisonous that snake is, but let's say it bit somebody and then they died, you know.
Yeah.
Question is, do you carry the body or, you know?
Yeah.
And there are a few snakes that burrow in the sand. That's probably what you were about to say, Josh, wasn't it?
No. I was just saying I don't see where it says that it's poisonous, but that doesn't mean it is it. But, yeah, there are a few that do bury themselves in the sand. I've seen videos of them, like one in particular. I can't even remember the name of it, but you watch it just kind of wiggle its body until it's everything except its head is buried.
Mm-hmm. But to mistake, because you said this thing was, what, 4 or 5 foot long, something like that?
It is described between, oh, are you talking about the snake or the worm?
The death worm.
Okay. It's believed to be between 2 to 7 feet long. So, and it's red in color and resembles an intestine.
It's red in color?
Yeah. That's why the long name that I can't pronounce, it means intestine worm. What in the world? Did you just post?
Oh, the sand boa? That's funny. I had just found a sand boa and I was bringing it up.
It looks like an intestine. And it really looks like a worm. But I don't know if that's actually Gobi area.
It's the Indian sand boa. So, I mean, it's essentially, you know, kind of close to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What's
but for the show's sake, maybe it's not an actual known snake. You know? Because those are non-venomous. Something, it could be that somebody just made that up. I don't know, but these creatures seem to be non-venomous, or that it seems to be venomous because it's killed people in their stories. If it's plaguing a tribe, then it's obviously got some kind of power to it.
I mean, and these people are terrified of it, so there's something behind that. But again, you know, you don't really know if it's actually a thing or if it's like you said, an unknown species of snake, maybe already low in population to begin with, you know. So
yeah.
Or it's a Sasquatch in a worm costume.
That'd be very uncomfortable, though, wouldn't it?
Be one miserable ass Sasquatch.
Just could you imagine being in a worm suit and then you got to slither through the sand and it's 140 degrees out there, covered in hair.
Man, you're already furry too. Does he shave himself, you think, before he gets in the suit?
Yeah, it's a hairless Sasquatch, and that's why he's embarrassed. So he got a worm suit and hid in the desert.
Yeah,
where does he get? I can just see him sticking people with a cattle prod for electricity. Just
yep.
That reminds me of that episode where the one Sasquatch had like alligator armor or something. And like, we never said he shaved though. We just said he was a funky motherfucker. Like, it's just,
all right.
God, what was that episode?
I don't remember.
I thought instead of, you know, the guy who's like, aliens, it was aliens. I'm just like, it's Sasquatches. All the cryptids are Sasquatches.
He's going to be the Sasquatch guy.
Speaking of that guy, I've watched a show today. Have you seen Resident Alien? Oh, man. If y'all get on Netflix, watch it. It's funny as hell because it's about an alien who takes over a human body and he's trying to blend in and he doesn't know how to blend in and all this stuff. And it's hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's on Netflix. So.
That's the has the dude from Firefly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a show that y'all liked? That, I don't know if y'all liked it, but I heard a lot of people really liked that show back when it was on.
What, Firefly? Yeah. Oh, man, Firefly was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thing is, what messed it up was Fox did not air the episodes in order for some reason. And I forgot what show they were really focused on at that time, and they just didn't care, so it only lasted one season. So
that sucks.
But that made a movie to wrap it up.
Yeah, supposedly bringing it back.
Yeah, that movie got intense there for a minute.
Man.
Shit, and they killed off the guy we're talking about. I was not expecting that.
Not spoilers.
I mean, the shit came out 20 years ago. I think it's fine.
The movie didn't come out 20 years ago, did it?
Yeah, well, I mean, like 07.
Oh, God. You're going to make me Google this.
Goddamn, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Tommy, you got to realize, man, you're old. Like,
oh, my God. It was almost. It was 2005.
Now, right?
Oh, man.
Damn, yeah, dead on. So, yeah, no spoilers here.
I didn't even know it existed.
Well, either way.
Man, I love the, what were the cannibal dudes from the show? What were they called?
Oh,
Ravishers?
I think they were Ravishers. But then you had, like, the Federation or whoever it was that were bad guys also. And
the Ravagers, I love when they talk about them, Josh, because they cut off your skin, rape you, and eat you, sometimes simultaneously.
Wow. Sounds like my kind of people.
I'm just like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, I didn't expect the show to be like that. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes y'all suggest shows to me, and I'm like, that doesn't sound like something I would watch. The title alone, I'm like, I don't think I would watch that.
And what's crazy, what's funny about it is the guy we're talking about, Alan. What is his last name? It's like Tedaski or something. I can't pronounce it. Anyways, he had another show. It was a web series called Con Man. And he would go to cons because he played like the pilot on some Starship show that got canceled after one season. And Nathan Fillion would guest appear in it and all this. And he was like the superstar who made it.
What the fuck?
So.
Oh, man. A few people from the show made it. I know. I can't remember their names, but I know Deadpool's wife was in it as the prostitute. Well, not prostitute, companion, as they called
her. Yes, yeah.
No.
So Deadpool's wife and that one girl then ended up in Terminator, the Sarah Chronicles. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Let's talk about worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy, you were making worms. You were like growing worms at one point. What were you trying to grow these Mongolian death worms?
No, I
mean, it's okay if you were.
Oh, Tommy. All right, I'm going to derail us again because I should have messaged you because you probably could have told me. But when you said you weren't doing the worms this year, I was like, well, I'm going to buy some. So I bought some worms. And I was like, I need some time to build their little habitat. So I just put them in a 5-gallon bucket. And you know how deep those are. And only did, you know, enough soil to keep them all right. Put it on the kitchen table. Went to sleep. Yeah, worms can crawl out of buckets.
Yeah, they can. You need a lid. Yeah.
God, dude, I bought 100 worms and almost every damn one of them was on the kitchen floor when I woke up.
What? Yeah. They can crawl out of the fucking bucket.
Yeah, they can.
What?
I mean, you think about it. You pick them up and they're kind of like that slimy feel. You know,
well,
it's supposed
to
help them.
Sticky.
Yeah, because it helps them move through the dirt and everything. So, yeah. Yeah, they climb up things. That's why you got to get like a lid and put on it.
Well, I thought I was fine for one night. But after spending an hour catching worms in my house, not a thing I ever thought I would have to do, I was pissed off and I just threw them into my garden. I was like, fuck you guys. I'm not farming you. You can just, if you want to go into the ground and do something, fine.
Yeah. It's, and like when you go, if you go to farm, like temperature has a lot to do with it. And this past summer, it got so hot and so dry and all that. It just fried them. I couldn't do anything to really keep them. So.
Shane's probably the best warden ever. I'm not dealing with you. Get out. You're free.
He gets one person escapes. He's like, just let them all go. I don't care.
Yeah. God damn it.
Now, if it was one worm, I would have dealt with it. Seriously, it was 5 a.m., and I picked up like 100 worms off the ground. That's not a good way to start the day.
No. It's probably the worst way to start the day.
Oh, man.
So I wonder if this death worm can climb walls.
Hey.
I mean, I don't know. Because I don't know. Maybe.
Is it slimy? Do we know if it's slimy? I wouldn't think so. It's in the desert. Like, it would suck all the moisture out.
Well, yeah. And plus, I mean, I don't know if we really know if it's slimy because it's so toxic. The moment you touch it, you die, apparently. So,
oh, yeah, it could shock you. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, so. But, I mean.
Which is a weird feature.
Here's the thing. Like, do you think we haven't found, like, a dead body of one? Because maybe when they're about to die or they know they're going to die, they just, like, burrow deeper into the sand, like, you know, however many feet, and then just decompose or get eaten by the other ones?
Yeah.
That's kind of worm behavior. So it kind of sounds like a Pokemon, too. Maybe they just all get caught.
Yeah.
Ash Ketchum's running around in the desert region to get his desert badge.
He's building that, Pokemon team of just death worms, you know.
All right. Team Rocket shows up. He's like, fuck you, and sends out 30 death worms.
My goodness. You can only have 6 at a time. All right. Oh,
like can't,
only 6
all right.
death worms,
or so. 6 Pokeballs. What? Since they're worms, they can curl up together. So can you put, 50 per ball?
Oh,
well, I mean, technically, what is it? Diglett and Digtrio are.
Yeah, it's just
essentially
three
Diglets and what is it? Magneton as 3 Magnemites.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So.
And Slowking is just a slow bro with a shelter snapped on his tail. Yeah. So, yeah, there's ways to bend those rules.
Well, yeah. Who'd have thought we'd get into a Pokemon talk?
Right. Mongolian Death Ball. Just like that would be one of their moves.
Well, what is it? You also catch a Pokeball with a Pokeball. So, I mean.
What? Oh, Electrode.
Yeah, Electrode and what is it?
Or Voltorb,
yeah.
Whatever it is, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you got a small one that's angry, and then you got a big one that's angry. So,
I don't know enough about the games. I never played them. I know the card game more than I know the game itself, the video game.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I used to love the games. Like, I would go back. I was looking at, I'd like to get a Game Boy Color and like the original Pokemon games up to Silver and Gold, you know.
Oh, man.
Because after that, they just started adding way too many damn Pokemon. And then what's crazy is, like, you have a rival. Oops. I played the new one, or not the newest one, but Pokemon Sword. And, like, the rival in there is like, oh, yeah, we can do this together. We'll become the greatest together. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, nah, where's Gary? I want him to call me a little rat bastard. Like,
last one I played was Arceus. I think that was something like that.
Mm.
But there was no real enemy. You were just doing all these things to fight this god Pokemon, essentially. So everything builds up to fight this fucking god, and then you catch it. And I'm like, wait. Like, wouldn't I be unstoppable now that I have the god equivalent in Pokemon? Like,
I don't know. I mean, every game they come out with, like, a new god Pokemon one.
Oh, do they?
You had, like, like, the first, like, Red and Blue. This has become Pokemon podcast, guys, so thank you for tuning in for Pokemon Minds.
Now that one I'd actually listen to. I could get down on a Pokemon podcast.
All right,
that would probably, we should do it. It would just jump us way up there. First episode, 6 million views. Like, oh wow.
Go on our little ghost hunts, but it's like for the ghost Pokemon.
Yeah.
What is it? I saw a cartoon comic on Facebook, and then this is it as far as Pokemon is I'm concerned. But it was like Ash with Cubone, you know, because Cubone wears the mother skull and stuff, right, of his dead mother. And he's at, like, the Cinnabar lab, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can take that fossil that you got and, you know, use the DNA to reconstruct it and bring this thing back to life. And Cubone's like,
no way.
So,
yeah. All right. What else could this worm be?
I mean, it could be aliens.
An intelligent alien, or like the equivalent of our space rats?
Probably the equivalent of our space rats. I mean, I just feel like, here's where I'm going to play off of. Instead of it being like just dropped here by like alien ships or whatever, what if, think about Evolution, the movie, you know, asteroid, meteor comes down, smashes a hole, creates these little worm things that become a huge thing, and you got, you know, so you got to shove Head and Shoulders up its rectum. But take that out. What if, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of years, however long, you know, you want to go back, a small meteorite or asteroid managed to come through without burning up in the atmosphere and landed, and then somehow, you know, these things wound up evolving from whatever bacteria or parasite or whatever was on it.
That could be.
Yeah, I could see that being a thing.
And that would explain a lot of things, like electrical powers and stuff like that. I mean, you got essentially electric eels. So, you know, who's to say that this alien species didn't develop some type of way to electrocute you and shoot bolts of electricity out?
Right.
So. Yeah.
Worm Pikachu.
What about government experiment? They created a creature for weaponized, you know, weapon testing, and went wrong, so they just dumped it in the desert.
I mean, I'm not against that. The only thing that throws me away from that is the 1,000-year thing. But that's not to say that they didn't take the inspiration of a legend and made it real, you know. Kind of like our AI overlords are going to be in a couple of years, and once we clone mammoths, we'll eventually do it with dinosaurs. Right. So,
well, what if, so it has this poison power, it's electric, what if it has time traveling powers? So it's an experiment that actually happens in like the year 3000. And then that's why no one can find it, because it's jumping through time in the same spot. So it's, it seems like it's been around forever, but it's only been like 15 years for the worm.
Mm. I mean, that could make some sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time traveling worm. Was there a video game? Did Earthworm Jim time travel, or was he just space travel?
I think he was just space travel.
I don't know. He was just space travel.
Ah, damn it.
But now they can bring him back because, you know, we're bringing back old video games and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. I completely forgot. You know, you had told me what about your topic, and I completely forgot until after. When you said Bert, I was like, from Tremors? And then it dawned on me that that's what your topic was going to be about.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I wanted to have a funny segue into it and stuff and, like, all that, so that's what I came up with. Yeah. But
every time I think of Tremors, I think about when they shot that 50 cal and it went through the truck, completely through the truck and through the wall and, like, all kinds of, I was like, nice.
Oh, man. I love, because in the second one where Bert, they're like, we need help, you know, I'm going to have to call somebody, and they call Bert, and he's like, how are you doing? She left me. Apparently, the threat of nuclear annihilation, once that's gone, it's like the marriage is over.
Right.
But do you think that worms like that can exist? I mean, we know earthworms exist, so, I mean, essentially that's kind of like that, but, you know, not to that degree, in a way.
Say, if they did, it would have to be alien, because all the worms here, like, even the desert worms, there are worms in the desert, but they only exist in the moist spots. Like, they can be in wet sand, unless there's something I don't know about, but... I know that's a common thing. Like, worms breathe through their skins, therefore it has to be moist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I looked up the longest or the largest earthworm, right? The longest earthworm is Microchicus rapi of South Africa. In 1967, a giant specimen measuring 6.7 meters or 21 foot in length when naturally extended, and 20 millimeters or, you know, 0.8 inches in diameter, was found on a road between Alice and King Williamstown. So,
yeah, I don't think, if conditions are right and they can eat, I don't think there's really a limit on how big a worm can grow, really.
No, oh my goodness, are these fake?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, I gotta share this. Y'all are gonna see all my tabs open, but that's okay, I don't care. Oh, I can do separate windows.
3 hours later.
Shh, quiet. I mean. Look at these. Like, I don't know if those are real or not.
Nah, I bet they are. Man.
Yeah.
Oh. Intrusive thought. I want to take a bite out of one of these big worms just to see how juicy it is.
Right.
What's that one doing? Oh.
There is a worm that can spit its insides out, and it is venomous. Mm-hmm. God, bloodworms?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think is what they're called.
Yeah. But I've heard of those. Like,
yeah.
I think you can find, I think it's somewhere up in Maine, if I'm not mistaken.
Are they?
I think so.
So... I've been listening to y'all, but I'm gonna put my Game Boy Advance emulator in drive, Tommy.
Okay.
In case you want to use it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that. Sorry, I'm trying to find out where this worm lives. I could have swore it was like Maine. Oh, well. I give up. So. But.
I don't know what all's on it, but I know I just went ahead and downloaded all the Pokemon games I had. Let me make sure it's all in there. If you ever when you decide to download it all, just let me know and I'll tell you how to set it all up.
10-4. But I don't know. I find it interesting. I'm gonna, you know. What if it is, like, an undiscovered species, you know? Because we do find things all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think deserts would be a lot like our oceans and our vast wilderness of outer space. We don't know much about it, so. We know just a small percentage of what is there. We know more about jungles because we can traverse them, even though they're not easy to walk through. We can traverse them significantly easier than we can a desert.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna die of a fucking heat stroke walking through the jungle. What do you mind? I don't know, actually.
Well, the humidity is what kills you. We all know that because we live in a subtropic. Which is why I don't understand people in this climate. They're like, I can't wait for beach weather. Go out on the beach. And I'm like, I can't wait for winter. I want like 3 feet of snow.
Right. Does it allow me to put executables in there? It does. Okay. I'm hoping it'll let you download that, by the way. Sometimes Google's iffy about putting executable files in something. Mm. And if that's the case, then I'll just tell you where to download the fucking emulator.
10-4.
And for those of you listening, if it happens to get in that I have these on an emulator, these are my actual copies of video games. I did not, in fact, download them off the internet.
Just bleep it all out. I put that in there to remind you to bleep it all out. Well... I guess we talked about this as long as we can, because what can you say about a worm? You guys want to do some final thoughts on it? Who wants to go first?
Me. Fuck you, Josh. Oh,
nice.
Shane's going first. Yes! It's all right. Josh will just steal your idea, so it's all right.
No, I don't think he's going to this time.
Uh-oh.
It's a set. No, it's not a Sasquatch.
Shane's been sitting over there for like 5-10 minutes trying to figure out a way to make it a Sasquatch.
Don't worry. I'd like if it was, but
Sasquatch riding one. There you go.
I think is the first cryptid we've ever talked about that I'm like, absolutely no way. It's real. It's bullshit. It's fake. It defies any sort of worm. It doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't have any characteristics of any other worm. So it could be a snake, right? But then it'd have to be an electric snake. And I tried to justify the no real stories on it. It's just, you know, oh, this guy saw it. This guy saw it. But, man, there's even tales of, I can't even think of a reference, you know, the two-headed man in the Missouri swamp that plays a fiddle and summons the ghost to steal your underwear. Like, there's always firsthand accounts out there of everything, no matter how
ridiculous. Stealing ghosts.
Yeah, gotta watch out for those.
Speaking of which, I need to buy more. Anyways, so...
there's just no way I can justify this one. The only way is your asteroid theory. That's the only way I can say maybe if it was alien, came down, crashed in the desert, but then 1,000 years, living in the desert that's not its own home planet and somehow surviving for the on the cattle that is not getting herded through there. I'm sorry. It's not happening. So, yeah. First time, I think I might have said no to other things, but this is the first time I really feel I've ever been this passionate on a hell no.
I think this is the first time you've ever said no, because a lot of, you know, you're pretty, you know, yeah, there's a possibility, and I think this is real, you know.
Right. Yeah. I believe in everything.
I know. I found the one thing he doesn't believe in. He believes in a talking mongoose. So.
Right.
That mongoose was real. Don't you talk about Jeff.
Anyways.
So that was how I was going to justify my final thoughts, was possibly it being alien, otherworldly, was because of the alien theory and an asteroid coming and hitting the Earth, you know. I could see it. I mean, we know that there are other worlds like ours out there. So, I mean, and of course, now that I'm having my final thoughts, the name, like, doesn't come to me. But the other planet that we know for a fact is almost identical to ours. I don't know about atmospherically, but I know, like, geologically it's like ours. Mm. So I'm not saying it couldn't have happened, but I would be hard pressed to find that it was, like, how did it survive the extreme colds between leaving said planet and coming here on an asteroid, unless that asteroid was as big as the one from fucking Armageddon where it had its own atmosphere somehow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I want to say this is a thing, but maybe it's just a snake. Maybe it's just a snake. I don't know. It looks a lot like that red, like the one description was like the red sand boa.
Mm.
I'm going to say possibly, but I'm not sure on this one.
Man.
Well, leaning towards them, probably not. But
I am in agreement with both of y'all in a way. My take on it, though, is more, if it is something, I think a lot of the stories are hyperbolic and, like, overblown, you know, like a lot of legends are. So, I mean, it's a possibility. It's either a snake, and I lean a little bit more to it being a snake, just from the poison, like, you know. Think about it. If it's a snake that buries itself under sand and you step next to it, it might think your food, snap out, you know, hit you. And then you're walking, not really realizing you've been bit, and, you know, you just die, you know. And then people think, oh, you know, he got bit real quick, you know, or it touched him and stuff. I mean, there is the possibility it could be, and it could be a snake that we haven't found that's red and buries itself and all that and grows to be 7 foot long, you know. Who knows? But as far as, like, the electricity, that's the one thing that really makes it to where I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And, and like Shane said, there's, like, with Bigfoot and other cryptids we cover, you do have that one person's like, yeah, I saw it. You know, it was up there on them there hills playing a banjo.
They're all, you know, hillbillies. Like,
they're almost always, man. Tell me I'm wrong. They're always that, for some reason, when they do, like, documentaries on cryptids or something, they find that the one, like, some of them, not all of them, but quite a few of them, they're like the crazy people that's missing teeth and, you know, like, yeah, after having 6 things of moonshine, that's when I danced with the Sasquatch.
Yeah. I bet you did. Her name was Bertha.
Oh, but she forgot to shave that day. But, Shouldn't shame people over their body hairs, okay?
Sorry, world.
I learned that from a Facebook thing, okay? It was telling me to respect people.
It's a great teacher.
Not really. I thought it was the dumbest shit in the world. But, no, I'm playing. But no, I mean, you know, so yeah, there's no firsthand accounts. And yeah, there's, you know, significant people like the prime minister talking about it and all that. But his talking about it was secondhand, thirdhand, you know. So does that really even count, right? If you can't find somebody that can point you into the direction of it and all that, and, you know, you had expeditions go out there to try to find it with thumpers and all that, and they haven't been able to find it. So, yeah, I think the death worm is fake, but there's probably a snake. And that rhymed.
Nice. He's a rapper and didn't even know it. A poet. Poet.
I'm an idiot and I knew it. So, or I know it. See? I can't even get that right. Anyway.
Damn it.
Oh, well, people of the intro webs and all that, if you enjoyed tonight's episode and are very huge Pokemon fans, and you like the content, leave a comment down below if you want us to start up a Pokemon channel. If not, also leave a comment below telling us we're stupid, because that helps us. Shane is showing off his Pikachu. That did not sound right.
For those of you that don't subscribe to the Patreon, it was in fact not a Pikachu. It's exactly what you thought it was.
Anyways, and as always, you know, you can check us out on all podcasts, places, platforms, things. I don't know what you want to call those things. Check out our YouTube channel. We have spooky ghost hunting things where we go looking for ghosty goos. And buy some merch from us. We got an Etsy store, Paranormal Minds. And check out some of that cool merch we got. And as always, tell us what you think.